Welcome back to Coffee Clutch.
Hello. Welcome.
We have a great coffee pastry selection for you guys to hear about today.
And an excellent guest.
Yes.
We can't wait for you to meet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be great.
How sweet the day is.
Today we have an espresso in an apple empanada?
Empanada.
Empanada.
Mm-hmm. Empanada.
Ooh, good accent,
wow.
Bryce.
Oh, do you speak Spanish?
I took it in college. I took it one semester.
Good job, Bryce.
Wow. They were brought by our guest, who we will introduce later.
Mm-hmm. But let's dive in. I've never had just espresso before. Is there a certain way to
just to drink do it? This? I'm actually nervous for you to have it. I don't know what it's going to do to you.
Oh, what is that?
No, just drink it.
There's a lot of caffeine in espresso.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay. Oh, it's so good.
Your face says otherwise.
Well, it's good. It's just a little strong for me.
Okay. Well, the empanada was delicious.
I tasted a little bit of caramel surrounding the apple portion.
Ooh, like a caramel apple. I say caramel.
I say caramel.
Ooh, three different ways, but I don't think your way is a real way, Joanne.
Oh.
Caramel. No.
Caramel.
No.
Caramel.
Stop saying it.
Caramel. Stop saying it.
Bryce.
Sorry, excuse me. I don't know if you guys remember on the first episode, but there's a number of different social media formats. And so we're doing Instagram this time.
Oh.
Okay, so this first picture, it's a classroom of children. And it says it's Miss Harkin's fifth grade class. And they say, we listen to Coffee Clutch every time it comes out on the day it comes out.
Aww.
We love you guys so much.
That's so sweet.
Aww.
Will you ever consider having a child guest on?
Oh,
well.
Can we do that? That's a great idea.
Joanne, I didn't want to tell you this. And unfortunately, we cannot have children as guests. And Bryce knows why.
What?
And it's, I'm sorry, but.
Yeah, we, just for legal reasons, we can't. Invite anybody under the age of 18.
That's correct. Joanne, Bryce is a registered sex offender.
What? Bryce! Bryce!
He just burped over what I
was
telling
gosh.
You.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I have
it's
to
not,
say...
It's not how it sounds,
yeah,
though.
It's not bad. It's just a technicality.
I was just taking a whiz.
And he got caught.
I really wish you guys had told me this.
It was after a soccer game. I really had to go, and the porta potty was like over a mile away. And being a midfielder, I'd already run so much that game.
Well,
so I just peed behind a tree.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a police officer was there.
Yeah,
and he saw the whole thing, and he wrote him up.
Which one?
Officer Lefkowitz.
Of course,
such a hard ass.
Poor man.
Well, I'm sorry I said anything.
So I guess. We should say to the Blue Rock Middle Schoolers.
Don't be like Bryce, Blue Rock Middle Schoolers.
And don't go within 100 feet.
Of this studio.
While he's here.
All right.
Well, our guest today is Branson. Branson, I don't have a last name for you here. What is your last name?
Yeah, it's Branson.
Branson, Branson?
Oh.
No, it's just Branson.
Like Cher.
No, like my first name's Just, and my last name is Branson.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, it's
interesting.
Just, it's confusing.
It is confusing, and I don't, that's a name I've never heard before.
Yes.
Just.
I mean, it's kind of, some people try to say that it's like a short for Justin, but I mean, just to clear things up, let's just call me Branson.
Okay, fair enough.
My name's Joanne.
I'm Bryce.
I'm Betsy.
Oh yeah, I know Bryce.
Yeah, we met before.
Yeah.
Are you guys besties?
I mean, kind. We're bell buds.
Yeah.
Bell buds.
We hang out at the Bell.
What does that mean?
Well, I
another the secret? Church bell.
No, I work at I work at Taco Bell.
Oh.
And Bryce comes in a lot. First time I saw him, he ordered a Crunchalada, which isn't on the menu, and I was just so floored because that's my favorite thing to create.
I never knew anybody knew about Crunchaladas, but Branson did.
You might be thinking it sounds real gross because, like,
I have no idea.
It sounds to me like it's like a either something that has a lot of crunch or like a, it sounds to me like it's a taco mixed with like a coffee drink.
Do you have espresso at Taco Bell?
We just started doing a breakfast menu, and and there's coffee in there. Oh. Decaf.
Yeah, but Joanne doesn't need any, and if she comes by, then you could just give her decaf
or espresso
or just decaf. Well, yeah. So you work at the Taco Bell now. There's only one in Blue Rock. Over on Peachcroft.
Right.
Yeah, on Peachcroft.
Yeah, I started working there 1980. I'm actually 68 years old.
You look incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I was going to say that I worked at McDonald's in the 70s, and I don't know, the clown freaked me out, so I decided it was time to go.
Those are the only two chains that we have. In Blue Rock.
Yeah, Taco Bell.
And you've seen them both.
Subway.
Oh,
and I plan on working there one day as well.
Well, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Now, at Taco Bell, since it is a fast food restaurant, and I know this has been a thing, do you get paid minimum wage?
Yeah. We get a 25-cent raise for every year we've worked there. But since I've been working there for so long, I'm actually up to like... I don't know, like 30 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, once you start racking up those quarts, you start really, you know, hitting the bank pretty hard. It's pretty good.
That's incredible.
It's actually like why I got laid off from McDonald's. They realized I was making too much and they got rid of me. Thankfully, no one's noticed at Taco Bell yet.
Well, hopefully they're not listening.
Don't listen to Coffee Clatch.
I'm not really worried about it. I mean, whatever. Okay. If it happens, it happens, you know?
All right.
You could move on to Subway then, you know?
Hey, I mean, yeah, if Subway's listening, you know, I make Crunchaladas and, you know, empanadors and just whatever you want to.
What's an empanador?
Sorry, empanadorita.
Oh.
Empanadorito.
It sounds like another Dorito.
But mixed with an empanada.
Yeah, like an empanada with the shell of Dorito.
No, they would like that. No, it's just an empanada that's wrapped in a burrito.
Oh, that actually sounds pretty good.
Mm. I like empanadas.
Yeah, the empanadas we had that you brought us today were so good. Those caramel apple empanadas,
yeah,
they were delicious.
Love the caramel portion of it specifically.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was nacho cheese. There's nacho cheese on it.
Oh no way.
Oh my gosh.
It went well with the espresso.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. I aim to please Bryce and his friends.
Yeah. Mm. I just told him to bring like my favorite treat and he brought the empanadorito.
Yeah.
Or no, I mean, I guess you just brought these. These were empanadas.
Empanadas.
But you know, with the ladies, you got to start out with like something kind of normal and then like move on to like maybe a hybrid like later.
Is that
That's how I like to talk about women. It's just, I like to say no matter who it is, they're the ladies first. And then once I get to know them, they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We're just buds.
Yeah. I was going to say it sounded like a euphemism for something and, I didn't appreciate it.
This is a family show. okay?
I honestly didn't think I was saying anything odd.
No, I didn't. It just sounded that way.
I'd like to go on record and say that Bryce has never been sexual with me.
Stop saying that word, okay?
Sorry.
I mean, I haven't ever made a move.
Oh.
Yeah. I've never seen anything.
Do you guys like Bernie Sanders? Or...
You know what, like, I make so much right now that I kind of, you know, whatever. I'm pretty happy at Taco Bell right now. I'm pretty set. I've got a nice bachelor apartment.
Dude, you gotta vote, though. I mean, you voted for Obama in 2008. I know you voted for Obama in 2008.
And in 2012.
We haven't talked about that.
That's true. We haven't talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I did it.
I don't generally tell people who I'm voting for.
Oh, are you like a Ross Perot fan?
I just, I try to keep my, anonymity.
It's because Joanna's a Republican and she's embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed. I just am Joanne Wild on this show and that's that.
I'm not really affiliated with any political party. I just kind of...
I'm going to get you to vote this year, though.
Well, I mean, you'll probably succeed.
Yeah.
But I'm probably just going to pick, whoever's first name sounds the chillest.
Actually, Bernie. But like Hillary, people also call her Chillery. So I think it's going to be a hard decision for you.
Betsy, you're speaking my language.
I've seen those. They make like beer koozies.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And it's called like the Chillery.
Sometimes people call Trump, Chump. So,
yeah, chump is also a bad word.
It's also
negative.
It's also ch. Okay.
I know that Ted Cruz guy. He's got a cool first name, right?
Yeah, it's pretty tight.
No.
I like his last name though too, like Cruz. Hey, Ted, Cruz on over.
Yeah, but it's Cruz because he's Hispanic, but he doesn't like other Hispanic people.
Oh.
Well, he's Cuban, and there's lots of different politics.
Oh, the chillest.
Yeah.
The Cubans live such a chill life, you know?
Yeah. But they just, like, smoke cigars.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys know how to relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those old cars.
Yeah, because they couldn't get any new ones.
Hey, maybe that's the case. Or maybe they just love those bench seats so much, you can just lie down on them.
Maybe.
Don't have to get a bachelor apartment. Well, you can just like live in your car.
Well, what I've heard is like going to Cuba is like going back in time. It's like Frozen because like Frozen in Time.
I love Frozen.
Not the movie, Joanne. It's like being frozen in time because, you know, of the embargo and et cetera. You know, we weren't allowed to trade anything with them for a very long time. And
Obama changed all of that.
I know.
That was pretty chill of him.
See, that's what you vote for, dude. You vote for change and hope.
And chill is what I've gathered.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Branson, so this is a question I've been like wanting to ask you for so long.
All right, speak your brother.
Have you ever done anything like involving a quesadilla and a
Can you rephrase that, please?
Yeah. Like, have you ever mixed together a quesadilla and a fajita?
I believe he means fajita.
Fajita.
Yeah, a quesadilla.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I had a dream about that combo last night. And I, like, woke up and I was like, I just got to ask Branson.
Dude, come on into the Bell, and I mean, your old man Branson's gonna do it for you.
It was really dope having you on today, Branson.
Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, thanks for having me. Big fan of the...
That's so nice to hear.
Coffee Clatch. Yeah. Wow.
We'll definitely be coming around Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Please do.
Yeah.
Empanadas and espresso.
No espresso for Joanne. Yeah.
I'll take him in the drive thru. Oh.
Hey, I know how you like it, Bryce.
Well, today's show was brought to you by Valley Grocer, owned by Marge and Bill Talley. who aren't talking right now.
No, they had a blowout fight because Bill cheated on her with the neighborhood babysitter. Yeah, Kayla Adams. She got pregnant, but they aborted it.
Oh.